Nisechtes Nazir, Daf Mem Tes, the top line of Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, and this Gemara will be in continuation of the Sugya that began on the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and the Sugya began where the Gemara was questioning that how do we know that although a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol cannot be mitame to people who are unrelated to them, and they even cannot be mitame to people who are they related to, but they can be mitame to a Mes Mitzvah. The Gemara has been focused on three Pesukim. First Pasuk is a Pasuk that is stated in Pashas Emor regarding the Issa for Kohen Gadol to become tame. And the pasuk there says, "Va'kol nafshis meis lo yavoi la'aviv lo'imay lo yitama." And then we also focus on the two psukim that are stated in Pashas Nasei b'nigeya nazir. That the pasuk states, "Kol yimei azir la'ashem al nefesh meis lo yavoi." And then in pasuk Zayin, the pasuk states, "La'aviv lo'imay la'achav la'chaysay lo yitama lo'hem b'maysam kinez elokav areishay." And just as a recap, we had a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva as to how to learn these psukim. Shmuel learned that since the pasuk stated, "Va'kol nafshis meis lo yavoi," and we have a kavuchema, that we know that this pasuk is referring to the Issafa Kohen Gadol to be metame to his kravim, and therefore the words la'aviv lo'ima lo yitame are extra. And lefi Rabbi Shmuel, he learns out from the word la'aviv that la'aviv lo yitame, that a Kohen Gadol cannot be metame to his father, but he can be metame to a mes mitzvah. And he uses the extra word of lo'ima in order to learn gzeira shava from the din of a nazir, and to teach us that just like a nazir is only also to be metame to a mes, but he's mutter to be metame to a mitzvah or to a zav. And based on this Gzeir Shava, we also learn out that a Kohen Gadol is also only Asa to be Metame to a Mace, but he's not going to be Asa to be Metame to a Mitzayah or to a Zav. And this is referred to as the Gzeir Shava of Rebbe. Levin Maskonis HaSugya that we learned yesterday, when the Pasuk says, B'negei Nazir, Al Nefesh Mace Lo Yavai, it's not necessarily clear that a Nazir is going to be Asa even to his Kravim, as maybe the Pasuk Al Nefesh Mace Lo Yavai is telling us a Klal and a general rule, just like by a Kohen Hedit, where it also states a general rule, and even though the pasuk says l'nefesh lo yitame ba'amav, the kohen hedid is only also to be metame to those people who are not related to him, but he's mutter to be metame to any of his shavu kravim, and therefore we may think that a nazir is mutter to be metame to his shavu kravim, and therefore the word la'aviv is not extra, and the word la'aviv is coming to teach us that the issur for a nazir to be metame is even to his father and even to all of his shavu kravim. However, once a Torah stated the word la'aviv, and therefore we know that a nazir is also to be metame to any of his shavu kravim, then the words l'imay that states by a nazir are all extra. And Rabbi Shmuel teaches us that just like we needed the word le'imai to be mufta for the gzeir shava of Rebbe by a kohen gadol, therefore we also need the pasuk to tell us the word le'imai by a nazir in order to be mufta for the gzeir shava of the Rebbe. And now we have a gzeir shava between a kohen gadol and nazir to teach us that just like we know that a nazir is only also to be metame to a mace, and he's not also to be metame from a mitzvah or from a zav, therefore the same applies to a kohen gadol, that a kohen gadol is only also to be metame from a mace, and he's not also to be metame from mitzvah or from his zav. And Taisus points out that although yesterday we mentioned that according to Rabbi Kiva, all we need is one word of le'imoy to be mufna, as Rabbi Kiva holds that even if you have a gzeir shav that's mufna mitzad echad, it is still a maiden ve'im meshivin. However, Rabbi Shmuel holds if the word le'imoy is only mufna by a kohen gadol and it's not mufna by a nazir, then the din would be based on the Gemara Masechtas Nidan Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis that if a gzeir shav is only mufna mitzad echad, then le'maiden u'meshivin. And Taisus points out that over here we'd be able to be meshiv and we'd be able to shlug up the gzeir shava by stating ma nazar she'in kedushas kedushas olam, and it's also yeshiv b'sheila, and maybe that's why there's a kula b'negei nazar that nazar is only asa to be metame to a mes, and he's not asa to be metame to a mitzvah or to a zav. However, one may think that by a kohen gadol who has kedushas kedushas olam and it's eina b'sheila, so maybe over there we would say that a kohen gadol is not only asa to be metame to a mes, but he's also going to be asa to be metame to a mitzvah and to a zav. And Rabbi Shmuel continued that we learn out from the word la'achiv that a nazir cannot be metame to his brother, but he can be metame to a mes mitzvah. And finally, Rabbi Shmuel learned from the word la'chaysay that inyan lin nazir, since there's no reason that we need this word b'negei naziris, so t'neu l'inyan achar. So now we place it b'negei as some other din, even though it's not relevant to the din of nazir. And he taught us that not only is there a din that when you're going to be oivan alav that you go and be metame to a mes mitzvah, but even if there's a person that's going to bring his karm pesach or lamos b'noi, where there's an asay sheish bekaris, and we may think that since this is such a chamrim asay, so maybe when a person is going to bring his karm pesach or lamos b'noi, and he comes upon a mes mitzvah, he should not stop to take care of the mes mitzvah. Kamashmon lachaisu de'ina metama ina chenami, if he's on his way to bring his karm pesach or lamos b'noi, and he hears that his karv dies, he should not be metapa with his karv. However, he will be metama the mes mitzvah, even in this scenario. As we saw yesterday, Rabbi Kiva was chaylik on Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva started off by understanding understanding that the psukim b'negei nazir are all extra, and even the word la'aviv is extra by a nazir, as he dashens that when the pasuk says b'negei nazir kolim meizir l'Hashem al nefesh meis la'yavai, even from the words al nefesh meis la'yavai, we know that a nazir is not only going to be also to be metame to rechaykim, but it'll also be also to be metame to kravim, and that's because Rabbi Kiva dashens the word nefesh is elu rechaykim and meis elu kravim, and therefore all four words of this pasuk will be extra, and la'aviv l'imai la'achiv la'chaysai are extra, and we have to dash in them. Rabbi Kiva learns that from both the words of la'aviv l'imai, we learn out that a nazir cannot be metame to his father and his mother, but he can be metame to a mes mitzvah. And the topic of the beginning of today's daf will be as to why Rabbi Kiva needs to learn from two words, and why wouldn't it be enough to just say either la'aviv or l'imai, and why does Rabbi Kiva hold that the only way we could dash in that la'aviv l'imai la'yutame avu metamehu l'mes mitzvah is from both the words la'aviv and l'imai. And l'fir Rabbi Kiva b'negei nazir, we still have the words of la'achiv and la'chaysai that are extra. And Rabbi Kiva learns that if someone is not only a nazir but he's also a kohen gadol and he has two kedushais, that although he cannot be metame to his brother, however he could still be metame to a mes mitzvah. And Rabbi Kiva learns from the word la'chaysai the same din that Rabbi Shmuel learned from la'chaysai, that if someone is going to bring the korban pesach or to do mila on that child, then the din is that even though they should not be metame to any of their kravim and they should go forward and do the mitzvah say sheish by karis, however if they chance upon a mes mitzvah, the din is that they have to be metame to the mes mitzvah and not go to bring the korban pesach or to mal their child, and even though they'll be mevatel and asay sheish by karis. And finally, we also saw that l'fi Rabbi Kiva there is no need for a specific limud b'negei kohen gadol that should be stated by the pasha of kohen gadol to teach us that a kohen gadol can be metame to a mes mitzvah, since b'negei nazir we already saw that the pasuk la'achiv taught us that if there's a nazir who's also a kohen gadol, that he could be metame to a mes mitzvah, and therefore since a nazir who's also a kohen gadol could be metame to a mes mitzvah, so certainly a kohen gadol that only has one kedusha can definitely be metame to a mes mitzvah, and therefore we don't need any extra pasuk to teach us the din of a kohen gadol that he could be metame to a mes mitzvah. And therefore, if you are Rabbi Kiva, both the words of la'aviv and le'imai that are stated b'negei kohen gadol are both extra. And in order to teach us the gzeir shava of Rebbe, we had to actually say both the words of la'aviv le'imai, as otherwise we would not be able to teach us this limud, as if the Torah would only say the word le'imai, it would not be mufna, as we will see today. And our Gemara now begins Ula Rabbi Kiva, and according to the sheet of Rabbi Kiva that we just mentioned, mechde, let us see, lo'ishna kohen gadol l'chudei, v'lo'ishna kohen gadol v'hu nazir, nafka malachiv, that both the din of a kohen gadol that's a nazir or a kohen gadol that's only a kohen gadol, the din is that he can be metame to a mes mitzvah, and we learn out from the extra word that says la'achiv b'negei nazir. And as we explained that since b'negei nazir it says la'aviv l'imai, and we learn out la'aviv l'imai la'yitame avu metame hu l'mes mitzvah, then nazir can be metame to a mes mitzvah, and there's the extra word la'achiv to teach us that even if the nazir has two kedushais and the nazir is not only a nazir but he's also a kohen gadol, he could still be metame to a mes mitzvah. And as we mentioned in Akdama, once we see b'negei nazir that a nazir who is also a kohen gadol can be metame to a mes mitzvah, then certainly the din is that a kohen gadol by itself can be metame to a mes mitzvah, and there's no need for a limud by a kohen gadol itself, as we learned this out from the word la'achiv that states by a nazir. Therefore, as we also mentioned Akdama, since we don't need the word la'aviv u'le'imai that states by a kohen gadol to teach us that a kohen gadol can be metame to a mes mitzvah, therefore we use the words la'aviv u'le'imai to teach us the gzeir shava of Rebbe. And the Gemara therefore asks, la'aviv le'imai lamali, why does Rabbi Kiva need to learn this both from the words of la'aviv and le'imai? L'chayr, let the Torah just state one word and let the Torah state le'imai. And the Rush points out that in the Chanami, the Gemara's question on Rabbi Kiva could have been also from the words of la'aviv le'imai that states by a nazir, that we saw that Rabbi Kiva stated that we learn out of both words of la'aviv le'imai the din that a nazir can't be metame to a mes mitzvah. And l'chayr, why does the Torah have to tell us both words la'aviv le'imai? Let the Torah just say one word and we'll already be able to learn that you're not allowed to be metame, for example, to your father, but you can't be metame to a mes mitzvah. And as the Rush states, and as we will see, the Gemara's teretz will be a teretz for both of these questions. And the Gemara answers Trichi that in a chenami, now that we have to mention any of these words, therefore the Torah had to say both words. As the ikos of aviv, if the Torah would only say the word aviv, havamina, we may think, hainu taimed le metamele, maybe the reason why a kohen gadol cannot be metame to his father, mishum de chazaka ba'amu, because the only relationship with your father is only based on a chazaka, because it's possible that your mother was mizana, and therefore there's no raya that you're necessarily your father's child. As the Rosh says, for sure by a woman who is a kosher, we certainly know that her be'ilois are going to be hoylich achabal, but even if there would be a woman who's not a kasha. However, even there, roi beilois ahilach achabal, most of her bias would be with her husband, and therefore the roi ben chazaka state that this person is your father, and therefore since your relationship with your father is only based on a chazaka and a roi, so one may think that is why the Torah states that a kohen gadol cannot be mitame to his father. However, one may think aval imoy devade dilute, certainly since a kohen gadol knows who gave birth to him and who is his mother bevadei, so since his korv is so close to his mother, so litamila, maybe the Torah gave a mitzvah to the kohen gadol to be mitame to his mother. The Rush points out that even though on the bottom of the Amid and on the top of Mem Tesem Beis, Rabbi Kiva will actually be derish from the pasuk that says by a kohen gadol about kol nafshis meis lo yavoi, that the word meis is coming to teach us that a kohen gadol is also to be mitame to those who he is related to. However, at this point, the Gemara is stating that if the Torah would say the word lo aviv, then we would think that the Torah is being mechadish to us that when it said val kol nafshis meis lo yavoi, that a kohen gadol is only also to become tame to one of his paternal relatives and only a karev from his father. Therefore, the Torah could not just have said the word lo aviv as an extra word, as that would actually cause confusion, as we would think that a kohen gadol is only also to be mitame to his father and to his father's relatives, and not to his mother and his mother's relatives. And the Gemara continues, v'ikas rachmana imai, and if the Torah would have written the word imai in order to be an extra word by the pasha of kohen gadol, havamina, then we would also think that a kohen gadol cannot be mitame to his mother, the lav azel zar basra, since we know that the din of lineage and the din of Yerusha, for example, and familial status, doesn't go based on your mother. And therefore, we would think that the Torah states that a kohen gadol cannot be mitame to his mother, there's less of a halachic status and a less of a halachic korva, aval aviv, but b'negeya father, kivin armas, since we know the pasuk states, l'mishpachasel l'mishavaisam, and we learn out in Bar Basra and Parakesh Neichlin, mishpachas av kriya mishpacha, and mishpachas eim eina kriya mishpacha, so one may think that since the kohen gadol has a closer korva to his father's family, so maybe although the Torah states that a kohen gadol cannot be mitame to his mother and his mother's family, however, eim l'tamale, maybe a kohen gadol will be able to become tame to his father and his father's family. Once again, the Rush explains that if the Torah would only say the word le'imai, then we would think that although the pasuk says val kol nafshis meis lo yavai, and the word meis is coming to include that a kohen gadol cannot be mitame even to those people who he's related to, but we would explain it only means that a kohen gadol cannot be mitame to his mother or his maternal family. However, he would be able to be mitame to his father and his father's family because he has a closer relationship to them, and therefore, kamash malan, that's why the Torah had to say both the words le'aviv and le'imai to teach us that a kohen gadol is also to his father and his father's family, as well as to his mother and to his mother's family. Now that we got to this point, let's explain the Gemara and explain the Shita of Rabbi Kiva as follows. The Lefi Rabbi Kiva, really the Torah could have just said, Val kol nafshis meis lo yavai, and automatically we would know that a kohen gadol is not only also to be mitame to those people who he is not related to, but a kohen gadol is also to be mitame to all of his kravim, including his father and his mother's relatives. However, since the Torah had to say the word le'imai in order to teach us that we have a gzeir shava of Rebbe, and that would teach us that a kohen gadol is only also to be mitame to a mace, but he's not also to be mitame to a mitzvah or to a zav, once the Torah would add in the word le'imai and only say the word le'imai, then we would have a mistaken notion that maybe a kohen gadol is only also to be mitame to his mother's family and not to his father's family, as we explained, and therefore in order that we shouldn't make such a mistake, the Torah had to add in an extra word of le'aviv as well, and now we know that a kohen gadol is also both to his mother and to his father's family, and therefore in reality, we really never had to say the words le'aviv le'imai at all, and we could have learned everything from kol nafshis meis lo yavai, and really the word le'imai is extra to teach us the din of gzeir shava, but we had to add in the word le'aviv in order that we don't make any mistake, but ultimately the word le'imai is mufna for the gzeir shava to teach us that a kohen gadol can be mitame to a mitzvah and to a zav. And the Rush points out that the same is true b'negeya the words le'aviv le'imai that states by a nazir. Really, lefi Rabbi Kiva, based on the words that says al nefesh meis lo yavai, we learn that not only is a nazir also to be mitame to someone who's not his relative, but a nazir is also to be mitame to his relative, and that would include his relative from his father or from his mother. However, since the Torah had to say the extra word le'aviv in order to teach us that although a nazir is also to be mitame to his father, but he's mutter to be mitame to a mas mitzvah, therefore we have to add in the extra word le'imai, as otherwise we would make the same mistake, and we would think that the Torah is saying the word le'aviv in order to teach us that a nazir is only also to become tame to his father because he's not considered as strong of a relationship to him because it's only based on a chazaka. However, maybe a nazir would be mutter to be mitame to his mother, and that's why we had to add in the word le'imai, and that's why the Lefi Rabbi Kiva, the only way to learn that a nazir can be mitame to a mas mitzvah Mitzvah is only by stating both words, La'aviv u'le'imai, and therefore, if you're Rabbi Akiva, we couldn't learn different drushes from the word La'aviv and the word le'imai, and the only drusha that we could learn from the words La'aviv u'le'imai in conjunction with each other is only that, La'aviv u'le'imai le'itama, however, Nazir kamim mitama to a mes mitzvah. And the Gemara continued that Lefi Rabbi Akiva, he understood that the pasuk by Nazir that states, Kol yamei aziru l'Hashem al nefesh meis le'yavai, that the word nefesh comes to teach us that Nazir cannot be mitame to those who are unrelated to him, and the word meis came to teach us that Nazir can also not be mitame to those who he is related to. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva learned that the words la'aviv u'le'imai la'achiv la'chaisai were all extra b'negei and Nazir. Therefore, the Gemara continues, Ula Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, who dashed in the pasuk by Nazir of al nefesh meis le'yavai, it must be that Rabbi Akiva also dashed in the pasuk that states by a kohen gadol, which states val kol nafshis meis le'yavai. So the Gemara asks, val kol nafshis meis le'yavai lamli, what does Rabbi Akiva do with the pasuk of al kol nafshis meis le'yavai that states by a kohen gadol? And we continue on daf mem tesam beis, and the Gemara explains that lefi Rabbi Akiva al kol, when the pasuk says the words al kol lafuka rechaykim, coming to teach us that a kohen gadol is also to be metame to rechaykim, to people who he's unrelated to. And the Rush points out that even though we already know that a kohen hedit is also to rechaykim, and therefore l'chayra, of course a kohen gadol is not less than a kohen hedit, and certainly he will be also to rechaykim, and he's also to those who he is not related to. And as Taisus said on daf mem zayin and beis, that it's impossible to think that once he becomes a kohen gadol that he loses his surim that he had when he was a kohen hedit. And as Taisus stated, the atu mishnas a kohen gadol paka kedushas kohen hedit v'kedushasa lehecha azla. And therefore the Rush explains that Rabbi Akiva is teaching us that there's actually a second lav for a kohen gadol that is mitame to someone who's unrelated to him. He'll have those standard lav of a kohen hedit who's also to be mitame to someone who's unrelated to, and he'll have the new lav that states by a kohen gadol of a kol nashis meis le'yavai. And Rabbi Akiva continues, meis, when it says in the pasuk meis lafuke krevim, that's coming to teach us that a kohen gadol is not allowed to be mitame to someone who is related to. And nafshis, when the Torah says al kol nafshis meis lafuke revias dam shiatz mishnei meisim shemitame ba'oil, and it's coming to teach us that a kohen gadol is also to be metame even to a revias dam that came from two separate corpses, and as long as he'll be in the oil with that revias dam, he will be considered tame, and therefore it is an issur of him to be in that oil together with the revias dam, even though that revias dam didn't come from one corpse and it came from combining the dam of two separate corpses. And shenema, as the pasuk says, al kol nafshis meis lo yavai, since the Torah used the plural of nafshis, so we see that we're talking about two bodies, and even so, the Torah states that even though you only have the share of one mace, as the Torah used the lashon yachid of mace, and we know that a revius of dam is metame because ein adam yachid lichyais bepachs merevius dam, that a person cannot live if he has less than a revius dam. And the Torah is mechadish that even though you only have a revius dam that came from two bodies, the din still is lo yavai, that the kohen gadol cannot come into that oil. And the Rush points out that some agurus not lafuka revius dam shiatz mishnei mesim, but lasuye revius dam shiatz mishnei mesim, to include that the kohen gadol will be considered tame even though he went to an oil that had a revius dam that came from two mesim. Even based on our guess of lafuka revius dam shiatz mishnei mesim, we still touch it the same way that lefi Rabbi Akiva, the kohen gadol would be tame if it came into an oil that had a revius dam from two mesim. And even though the word lafuka doesn't work out so well, however, it's possible that the Gemara want to use a symmetrical lashon to the first two lashonis that we said at the top of Amid, that al kol lafuka rechaykim and mes is lafuka krevim, and therefore we continue with the lashon lafuka when we discuss the word nafshais. And I ain't entices deal maskal al kol lafuka rechaykim hanach lafuka have a pirusha. The word lafuka means k'moy nafka le mahikra, is as if it said that we learned out of this pasuk klema shemet pasuk zeh yitza drasha shlem, that from this pasuk we learn out the following drasha. And certainly Taisus learns the Gemara exactly as the Rush does. However, based on the Rush's problem, therefore Taisus explains the word lafuke a bit different than we generally teach it all over Shas. And we begin the new Mishnah, al elu tumais hanazim megalech, on these tumais a nazir would have a chiyuv to be megalech on them, meaning not only would he become tamei meis and be ivan the issa of becoming tamei meis while he was a nazir, but he would also have to go through the process of tahira, and after he becomes tar, he would have to bring three karbanos. He would have to bring the sham nazir, the chatas ha'if and the ha'if, and he would also have to cut his hair, and he would have to restart his azirus period based on the pasuk that states vayom harishonim yiplu, that nazir forfeits any previous days that he already counted towards his azirus period. And even though we will mention many different ways that a nazir could become tamei meis, however, this is not an exhaustive list, as lemaisa mesechtes alois, there are many other ways that a person could become tamei meis. However, based on Xeris Akasiv and based on Halacha Lomesh Mesinai, the only time that a Nazir has a din of Tumah, we would have to bring the Kabanis and be Magaleach and lose the days that he already counted, are only in these situations, and although in other situations the Nazir may become Tamei Meis, but in those situations he's not going to have to do Taglachas, and he will not have to bring Karbanis, and the din of Hayom Rishayim Yiplu will not be applicable. And the Mishnah will now go through 10 different cases. Number 1, Al Meis, if he is Mitamei to a complete Meis, and number 2, Val Kazayis Ben Meis, if he's Mitamei even to a Kazayis Ben Meis. And the Gemara in Daf Nun Amud Aleph will discuss that if he's going to be Tamei, if he goes into an oil, or if he touches a Kazayis Ben Meis, then certainly the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us that he has the din of a Nazir Tamei if he goes into an oil or if he touches a full Meis. And the Mishnah continues, number 3, Val Kazayis Natzel, and he becomes Tamei through a Kazayis of a liquid that comes from a Meis after the Meis begins deteriorating and some sort of a mucus. And number 4, Val Moli Tarvid Rekev, and if there's a ladle full of dust that comes from a Meis that already deteriorated. Number 5, Val Shedra, if you have the full spinal column, even if there is no Basa on the Shedra, Val Gulgulis, or if you have the full skull, and once again, even if there is no flesh on the Gulgulis. And number 7 and number 8, Val Eva Min HaMeis, Val Eva Min HaChai, or if you have a full Eva from a dead body, or a full Eva from a live body, Sheyesh Lo Basa Karai, and there was enough Basa on that Eva that if it was still attached to the person, and the person was still alive, that the person could still heal and recuperate. And as Taisus and Mepharish explain, that even if there's not a Kazayas of flesh on this Aver, Nazir would still become Tamei from this Aver. Number 9, Val Chetzi Kava Tzomais, if a Nazir is Metamei to a half a Kav of bones of a dead body, and Taisus points out, Umari Shabo Mure Minyone or Mure Binyone, that even though he only has a half a Kav of Tzomais, but these Tzomais actually came from most of his binyan and rife of dominion of the person, meaning a small chip of every single bone, or at least most of the bones of a person's body, were included in this Chetzi Kav. And the same holds true if he has a half a Kav of Tzomais that came from Rei Binyonai, which is referring to Shnei Shekayim V'Yerech Echad, as we will learn the Gemara later on. And then Taisus says, even though we know that by the gate of the din of Tumas Meis, that if a person goes into an oil and we have a quarter of a Kav of Tzomais, that he would be Metamim Ba'il. However, Zok Taisus, this is a special Halacha Mishmi Sinai, B'negei HaNazir, in HaNazir Megaleach El HaChatzi Kav, that the only time that a Nazir has a Chiv to be Megaleach and to go through bringing all the Karbanis and losing and forfeiting the days of his years that he already counted is only when he was metame from a chetzi kav of atzomais. Finally, the last case where a nazir would be tame through maga maso oil and he would actually have to be megaleach is in the case of a chetzi loig dam, where a nazir came into contact with a half a loig dam, or if he went into an oil with a half a loig dam. And even though, as Taisus points out, b'negei din of tumas meis, generally even a revius dam would be enough, and a chetzi loig dam is too revius. However, there's a special halacha mishmasi that once again that tells us that even though the nazir may be tame when he goes into the oil with a revius dam, however, in a nazir megaleach el chetzi log v'shiurin halacha mishum sinai, as Taisus points out. The Mishnah continues, then all these 10 cases, al magan val masan val ailon, that the nazir will be megaleach if he came into contact either through maga, through masa, or by being in the same oil as any of these 10 items. And the Mishnah continues with an 11th example, al etzem kisayr al magay val masay, however, if a nazir touches or lifts up bone that is the size of a bali, he would become tame and he'd be chayiv in taglachas. However, if he goes into an oil with an etzem kisayra, not only will he not be chayiv in taglachas, but as Taisus points out, that even on the derisidic level, he's not going to be tame at all, as an etzem kisayra is never mitame ba'oil and is only mitame through maga or masa. And although the Mishnah already used the lashon of al ilu as it stated in the Reisha, al ilu tumeis hanazim megaleach, the Mishnah ends off as well, al ilu hanazim megaleach, with these 11 items, a nazir will have a chiyuv to cut his hair, and umazir b'shlishi v'shvi, and of course he'll have to be mazir the mei paraduma on the 3rd and 7th day they became tamei, v'sois is akaydmin, and he'll forfeit any days that he previously counted based on the pasuk of ayom rishonim yiplu, ve'inu maschil limnois el hachi yitaru mevis kabanosav, and he can't restart his count for naziris until he's mitaring himself and he brings his 3 kabanos. He has to bring his asham nazir and his chatas oif and oil sa'oif. And Taisus states that we're not going the last 3 words of our Mishnah of umevis kabanosav, because as we'll see later on daf nun dalam and aleph, that the Gemara will have a shayla, and if we are goyers the words umevis kabanosav, then it's poshut that our Mishnah is going like Rabbanon, and the Gemara wouldn't have the shayla ayin sham. And the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, achap tirosh ha'meya, after Ameya died, amalan Rabbi Yehuda tamidav, Rabbi Yehuda told his tamidim, arich nesu tamidu ha'meya lekan, b'mpreisha kantranon hein, to make sure that tamidu ha'meya do not come into our base medrash, because they are critical, v'loy lumoy teyer hein in barin, and they're not coming to Africa to learn Torah, ela kafkenu ba'alochis hein barin, they're coming to challenge me, and be mitzar me, or like the Mepharish says, l'natzcheni, to beat me, and to show me that the Rebbe Rameya was correct and I am wrong. Even so, Dochach Sumchus, V'nichtas, Sumchus, who was a Talmud Rameya, came into the base medrash, Amalahem, Kach Shalom, finally Rav Meir, and then he told them that this is how Rav Meir learned this Mishnah, Al Elu Tumis HaNazim Galeach, on these Tumis, a Nazir will cut his hair, Al Ameis Val Kazayis Ben Ameis, and he was Goyus as we are Goyus in our Mishnah, that a Nazir will be Megaleach if he goes into an oil, or he comes into contact with a mace, or even on a Kazayis Ben Ameis. So Kos Rav Yehuda Ba'amalhen, Loi Kach Amati Lechem, Al Yichlus Talmid Rav Meir Lekan, Mepresha Kantronhein, Rav Yehuda got upset, and he said, didn't I tell you to make sure that Talmid Rav Meir do not come in, because they're only coming to be Mitzar me and to challenge me. And as Mefar said, that Rabbi Yehuda stated the Zuini Mishnah, that this is not the way to learn our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda felt the proper girsa in our Mishnah is Al Elu Tumais Hanazim Megaleach, and all we would say is Al Kazayis Ben Ameis, as he would have a kolshkein if Al Kazayis Ben Ameis Megaleach, if a Nazim Megaleach even becomes a contact or goes into an oil with a Kazayis Ben Ameis, so Al Ameis Le Kolshkein, then certainly he'll become Tame and have to be Megaleach if the Nazir comes into contact or goes into an oil with a complete mace. And we continue on Daf Nun Amud Aleph. On Rabbi Yisi, so Rabbi Yisi stated, Yoimru Meir Shachav, people will say that Rabbi Meir died, Yehuda caused, Yehuda got angry, and Yosi Shasak, Yosi sat and was quiet, and it's mashma that he's moided to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda's kasha is a valid question on Rabbi Meir. If I'll be quiet, Torah Bat Tehillah, what will happen to the Torah Rabbi Meir? Since people won't know the Pshat Rabbi Meir, they will think that Rabbi Meir is wrong, and they won't be gurus properly in our Mishnah. And the Gemara therefore explains, on Rabbi Yisi, therefore Rabbi Yisi got up and stated, that the reason why Rav Meir was Gerus and Amishnah both Al Ameis and Al Kazayis Min Ameis is because he was referring to two different dinim. Number one, a Nazir will be Megaleach if he comes into contact or goes into an oil with a Kazayis Basa from Ameis, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah stated that he'll also be Megaleach Al Ameis, is talking about a situation where the corpse doesn't have a Kazayis Basa on its body. Even so, if a Nazir comes into contact or goes into an oil with a corpse that doesn't have a Kazayis Basa on it, he will still become Tameh and he'll still have to be Megaleach. The Gemara responds, that this can't be either the pshat, because I'll even mena megaleach al kulu le kolshkein. If the seventh case of our Mishnah is that a nazir will be megaleach even al eva min hameis, certainly it's not referring to a case where the eva had a kazayis basa, because then in any case he would be mitame and he'll have to be megaleach based on being kazayis basa, and therefore must also be talking that the eva did not have a kazayis basa, and even so the nazir will have to be megaleach. So al kulu le kolshkein, certainly if the nazir comes into contact or goes into an oil with an entire corpse, even though it doesn't have a kazayis basa, certainly he'll become tamei and he'll have to be megaleach, and therefore that can't be pshat in a mishnah according to Rav Meir. Ella, the Gemara explains, can Amr Rabbi Yechon, that Rav Meir is referring to is the same din as Rabbi Yechon stated, le'nitzucha el nefel shlein skashrei bar begidin. Rabbi Yechon said, but again, another din, that there's a potential to have a case where there is a fetus whose limbs were not yet fully developed, and therefore they weren't considered a varim, and even so, since you have the full body of the fetus, therefore even though you don't have a full limb and you don't have a full kazayis of basa, it would still be metama b'oil and metama b'magav masa, so like an eva min ameis or like a kazayis min ameis. Hachanami in our Mishnah Osal, where Rabbi Meir stated that nazir will be metame and have to be megaleach in a case where he either comes into contact or he goes into the oil with a mace, he's also referring to a case of b'nefel shlein skashrei vera begidim, where you have a nefel which is a full nefel, but a maisa it's not considered an eva at all because the evarim were not yet fully developed and it doesn't have a kazayis basa on the nefel either, and therefore can't become tame based on a kazayis basa min ameis. And even so, the din is that nazir will be metame and have to be megaleach because he came into contact or he went in oil with this nefel. And the Gemara continues and gives another example which would defend Rav Meir's position in the Mishnah. And he listed that nazir will become tame and be megaleach al ameis val kazayis min ameis. And Rava Amar and Rava states le nischa al roi binyane ul roi binyane. When the Mishnah stated that nazir will be megaleach al ameis, is talking about a case where you have a very short person, even though you have Roy Binyone and Roy Binyone, even so, Sheim Ben Roy Vatsames is not even a total of a quarter of a kav of Vatsames that is included in the total amount of bones that are there. And even so, the din would be that Nazir would be Metame and Megaleach if he goes into an oil or he comes into contact with a mace that you have Roy Binyone and Roy Binyone, even though it is not Roy Vatsames, and we will stop over here.